So, Phil, how's business?
Good. We're busy. We've been here quite a while now, and we're established. People like us, we're supported by the local community.
But there are so many cafes up and down the street, so many coffee shops. What is it about the rise of the coffee shop? It seems unstoppable.
People, their life habits have changed. You know, they don't wake up in the morning and have a cup of tea. They think, oh, we'll get a cup of coffee on the way to work. 20 years ago, people would have been buying 20 Benson and Hedges on the way to work. Now they're not spending money on cigarettes, they're having a coffee.
Well, I'm with a couple of customers in the cafe. Can I just ask you how often you come in here for a coffee and perhaps a cake?
Every day, pretty much. But not always the cake.
Have you seen a lot of changes in the high street over the years?
We're getting an awful lot of coffee shops, I have to say. What we've noticed is a few of them that have come have gone quickly as well. Oh, and obviously we've now got the Tesco, so that pretty much services all the food needs. And I think in some ways that's, I suppose, arguably driven out some of the more specialised shops. It's one of these trends, isn't it? Everybody started going to supermarkets and everything, and now people are getting a bit fed up of that, and they probably are missing what they've now lost.
Despite the look of prosperity, there are empty shops in the area. Soon to join them is the ladies' fashion shop Noah Noah, which after 47 years in Wealthfield Road is finally closing its doors. The owner is Carol Powell.
Basically, I'm retiring. I'm in my mid-70s and I feel that maybe it's time. The high street has changed a lot, and really I think this type of shop is in the decline, and things are difficult now. It's not an easy road running a shop anymore. The rates are so high, the rents are high. You need footfall as well, and we haven't really got that anymore because we've got too many of the same type of shop in Wealthfield Road, which doesn't pull people in, you know. You need a good mix of shops, and what we've got really is far too many coffee shops, really. But, you know, if you're looking for a nice wedding outfit, you're going to have a problem now that we're going. But we can't go on forever, so that's about it, really.
Why is it important that we have vibrant high streets, and do you think they will survive?
It's part of life, I think, for a woman to shop in many ways in a suburban area, to be known in the shops. It's a part of their lives. I mean, people come in here not necessarily to buy something, but just to say, hello, how are you? We're losing that. The shop next door to us, for instance, on this side, sold bags of coal when we first came here. And then the shop further on was an old lady, really old lady sort of underwear shop with great big wooden counters either side. I think we came in the 60s when things were changing radically.
And you were very trendy, weren't you?
Oh, desperately, yes, yes. The skirts were so short, they were positively indecent. Those were the days, yeah.